When international student Zen Andra first arrived in Australia, he had little idea about what to expect. He says he was shocked at the openness about and visibility of people's sexuality. He says back in Indonesia, it was a taboo subject.
I tried coming out to my Muslim friends, and then none of them are very acceptable with that. You know, it's been really sad. But in here, I met like the other Muslim. And then they're very, very supportive.
Now an advocate with the Rainbow International Students Network, Mr. Andra says he's happy to be in a place where he can be honest about who he is. Experiences like those inspired Tegan McCarthy, an academic coordinator at an English language school in Melbourne, to establish the Rainbow Connection. A support group for LGBTIQ young people far from home, she says she'd noticed some students acting differently and was worried they may be feeling left out.
But when you are teaching an English class, for example, one of the first things you talk about is, hi, what's your name? How old are you? Who do you live with? What is your relationship status? Are you married? Are you single? And that kind of thing is very heteronormative. It's just strange how these students kind of remain silent about it. Or lie even. So there's quite a lot of silence and invisibility around it.
Most Australian universities have societies and groups open to all students on the LGBTIQ spectrum. But in Melbourne, the RMIT Student Union's Queer Department says while the university has an international officer and department, there's little overlap between the two. The university says in a statement, students and staff should feel safe, secure and respected, and able to be themselves. But Zen Andra argues it's not easy for overseas students to take part, particularly when there's a language barrier. At the Rainbow Connection gatherings, students can make new friends, learn more about the community, and hear about the experiences of others. For some, it's the first time they've heard about LGBTIQ rights and discussed health and sexuality openly. A student named Karina from Mexico says such groups are vital for students who may be grappling with their identities.
Sometimes, for example, in my country, it's not easy to find support. So many of the people are shy or they are afraid to show how do you feel or something. So I reckon these kind of events are important to get the people together.
Another student named Baron says while dealing with such issues in China is changing, it's a slow process compared with Australia.
Well, definitely not at all but Australia, but we are probably changing it step by step, but not so, well, not a lot. It's an illegal thing to do in China at the moment.
Telling the crowd her own story, an Indonesian student named Vania from the Australian Federation of International Students became overwhelmed with emotion. She says she's thankful to be in Australia.
The first time I came to Melbourne, I was alone. I was really alone. I didn't know anyone. I was homesick for like maybe 2 months. But then, because in my university we have like support system, some kind of like support group, like because they're international students as well and stuff like that. So we get to know each other and then we actually support each other. Being in Australia is actually one of, most amazing experience in my life.
Zen Andra says he's trying to decide whether to stay in Australia or go home.
If in the future that I will go back to Indonesia again, I mean, should I just like close the chapter when I, you know, being free of being myself in Australia and then just be a conservative Muslim like before and then just like being fake in front of everybody?
He has a message for others who might be struggling like he was.
I think just be brave to explore yourself, you know, to have fun in Australia, really. Just so much things to explore in here. It's really an amazing country to explore your sexuality and just explore yourself, who you are, and just being yourself. Just really, just be brave.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.